Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
Should Bills Mafia start booking their hotels for Arizona in mid-February? Is Aaron Rodgers the one to blame for what's happening to the Denver Broncos? And the slow erosion of tradition continues in college football. All that happening now on Fox Sports Radio. DNA is back, baby. Welcome in. It is Fox Sports Radio as we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Get Aaron on Twitter at Aaron_Torres. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. If I was the Titans, I would delete my Twitter account, Aaron, after what happened last night in Buffalo, as the Bills absolutely dominated on Monday Night Football. In fact, their domination was so bad, I think it overshadowed what the Eagles did to Kirk Cousins and the Vikings. But the Buffalo Bills, with a magnificent showing on Monday Night Football, even without Gabriel Davis, the Bills get a 41-7 win over the Titans, and we start today in Buffalo.
Well, it's funny you mention, you know, that it overshadowed the Eagles' dominant win over Minnesota, because to me it was funny, right? We are all, you and I are off air at 7 p.m. Eastern time, and oh my goodness, we have a second Monday night. How are we going to handle? How are we going to juggle the two TVs, Dan Beyer? And then the game started, and then they both became. It became very clear very early how they were both going to play out. But no, so much credit to Buffalo. I mean, to in 2 weeks to go to the defending Super Bowl champs, and then of course to host last year's best team in the AFC and absolutely dominate in both of those games. That's impressive. You've heard the quotes from Sean McVay. You've heard the quotes from Mike Vrabel. Everybody's impressed with this Buffalo team so far.
And I'm going to steal these numbers from Pro Football Talk. Florio and his crew had these numbers up in a piece today. Last night's 41-7 7 win right now, the most lopsided results of this young NFL season. The win over the Rams on Thursday night was actually the fourth largest so far in the season. So of the four most dominating performances we've seen in the first 32 games of the NFL season, the Buffalo Bills have two of those four. Their point total differential of 55, by far the best in the NFL, and no other team has outscored its opponent by even half as many points. So that for Pro Football Talk today is just talking about how dominant the Bills were. We talked about how they weren't 100%. I don't know what the Titans are or what the Titans will be. But, yeah, you beat the top seed in the AFC last year, and you beat the defending Super Bowl champions at their place to open the season. An amazingly strong start from a team where sometimes you wonder if is the last season going to be a hangover? Are they going to hit the ground running? They've hit the ground sprinting, if you want to use a cliche with Buffalo, because they are cashing in on offense. Von Miller looks great. It is really surprising on how well things have gone so far for Buffalo.
Well, yeah, and it goes back to a conversation you and I had. I think we were on the Doug Gottlieb show about 3-4 weeks ago, and I really like Buffalo. I mean, they were my pick to win the Super Bowl. Boring, myself, like a lot of people, but you know, I did kind of raise the question of, are we, you know, kind of crowning them a little bit too soon, right? Because coming into the year, I mean, yes, they played that historic all-time great game in the divisional round last year, but as great as it was, the Kansas City Chiefs lost the following week. The year before, they obviously had made the AFC Championship game where it wasn't competitive against KC back in, I guess it would have been, you know, January of 2021. And so I remember asking you at that point, I said, are we giving them a little too much credit too soon? Like, it's clear that the foundation is there. It's clear that by the end of the year they were playing great football, obviously destroying the Patriots on wild card weekend, and then of course taking care the near last second, whatever you want to call it, against KC. Well, I think we now know the answer that no, they were not being overhyped. And I think what's cool is to see a team that did have so much hype that really hadn't necessarily accomplished everything they wanted to on the field. As you said, Dan, there can be times where there's a hangover. There can be times where you're Cincinnati and you come in and things aren't quite right, or you're fill in the blank, whoever. I'm just using Cincinnati as a hypothetical. This is a team that has heard the hype all offseason and said, no. We're going to show you ourselves. And that's exactly what they've done through 2 weeks.
Do you think it's sustainable? Because this is the part that I juggle with, and I'm going to tell you how I feel. I hope it doesn't taint your thoughts, but
no.
I do wonder on when it gets to November and to December in Buffalo. Is this something that could catch them? They're going to win the division. There's no doubt about that in my mind. I don't care what Miami's doing. We'll find out this week how close those teams really are. But I wonder if it continues. Not that Josh Allen will be completely ineffective, because as you said, we just saw him go up and down the field in Kansas City in the playoff game last season. But there really is no running game outside of actually Josh Allen. It's the one thing that I kind of just wonder to myself, do you think that this sort of football and how good the Bills are playing is sustainable through an 18-week season?
Well, I think there's ebbs and flows. And, you know, I just mentioned Cincinnati, is that it's clear that, you know, whatever, you know, kind of magic juju, whatever you want to call it, they had in the playoffs last year, it hasn't clicked early in this season. And I just bring it up to say, you know, you give teams time to game plan and see film and see what works and see what doesn't. I think eventually everybody catches up with everybody. And it is worth noting, by the way, this is a team that did get off to a very hot start last year, 4-1 to open the season. You look up midway through the year, they're 7-6. So I'm not great in math, but that's a 3-5 over an 8-game stretch right smack dab in the middle of the season. So to answer your question, I'm not really worried about a massive fall off, just because I think, to be blunt, they haven't really accomplished anything yet, right? I mean, yes, they won the division, and yes, they made an AFC championship game, as I just said, but I don't think there's going to be that massive fall, because I don't think they're going to get ahead of themselves. I mean, this isn't, you know, I think back to, what, 3-4 years ago, the Kansas City Chiefs win that first Super Bowl, and the next offseason, Tyreek Hill saying, we're going to win 5-6 in a row, whatever. I forget what the quote was, but it was something crazy. And you could see right then and there, this team probably is getting a little bit ahead of themselves. And obviously they've had success, but they haven't obviously won a Lombardi trophy since then. I think with this Bills team, I do think there's something to prove. They haven't accomplished the ultimate goal. They haven't even gotten to the Super Bowl. So yeah, are there going to be ebbs and flows throughout a 17 game regular season? Of course there are going to be, but I don't think there's a 5-6 game stretch where the league just figures them out, and they lose, say, 4 out of 5 or 4 out of 6 or something like
that. Here are two things about the Buffalo Bills that I think that what we really need to know. One is about Josh Allen. And I put Josh Allen in this group of athletes that I don't think we give enough credit to for what they went through. And these athletes in this group, Aaron, are Bryce Harper. They are LeBron James. Maybe, in a way, Giannis a little bit. But you want to talk about guys who were hyped. Guys who were hyped that we thought were, all right, are they projects? And Harper and LeBron, because they were younger, they're on the cover of Sports Illustrated when they're in high school, maybe a little different thing. But by all, you know, for Bryce Harper, when he's healthy, he's lived up to the hype that he has. When you look at LeBron James, considering the hype that was given to him when he was in high school, to achieve what he's done, and now, you know, we're arguing if he's the best player ever, has absolutely lived up to it. There were a lot of Josh Allen lovers and a lot of Josh Allen haters when he was coming out of Wyoming. And for him to put this all together and become the quarterback that he is, I don't think that's something that we should take for granted or just push to the side. I mean, look at all the quarterbacks in that draft class that we love to talk about and that we love to tear down. And here is a guy that put everything together. And now you look at him like you're taking him over Patrick Mahomes right now if you're starting a franchise. I really feel that way. When you see the throw that he made, mm-hmm. to the fullback, going down the sidelines of the second quarter, just this absolute rope across the field from 35 yards, like, not everybody can do that. And for him to put this all together with his size, and I think that we sometimes undersell that sort of stuff, and I don't think that we should for how good Josh Allen is at playing the quarterback position right now.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, I was even thinking about this last night while I was watching the game, is all of those, you know, conversations that people had around the draft. And listen, I'm as guilty of anybody of overreacting in real time. This was my opinion. If I have a week or two worth of data to prove my opinion, I'm going to tell you, oh my goodness, I told you this Josh Allen guy was overrated, or this whoever was underrated. But obviously, look, you know, he comes in the same year as Lamar Jackson, and it's not a criticism of Lamar Jackson, but, it was the whole, how do you pass on the Heisman Trophy winner for this guy? And, you know, this guy completed this percentage at a Mountain West school and blah, 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 blah. And so you really do kind of forget what the conversations were not that long ago on Josh Allen, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, probably 3 seasons ago, it was big arm, we get it, interesting prospect, but is he going to put it all together? To now, you look at the arm strength, you look at the athleticism, I don't want to compare him to anybody else, but I mean, he is in the short list of guys that if you're building an organization around, he, you know, right up there with Patrick Mahomes, maybe one or two other guys as the guy that you would take. So I just find it so interesting how quickly, you know, narratives can flip, because I just remember it not being that long ago that he's being compared to players in his draft class and how can he select them here and all that stuff, to now it is near universal. This guy is awesome. We've seen him go head to head with Patrick Mahomes. He's awesome, and I don't think anybody's doubting it.
I wonder if he's going to be the perfect quarterback.
He looks it sometimes. I'll tell you
seriously,
that.
There's going to be a day where Josh Allen cannot run as fast, and his body may not want to take some of those hits. But his arm, the way that it is one that then you can rely on. That it's one of the things that, you know, Cam Newton had a great arm, but Cam just wasn't accurate. I mean, he would throw some ropes, and when they were on target, you know, hitting Greg Olsen over the middle, it looked really pretty. But there are times when Cam would also chuck one 15 yards past someone. And Allen doesn't seem to miss like that. So when the running days go away, he's still going to be able to not only survive, but thrive in the National Football League, probably being a completely different quarterback 10 years from now in what he's doing. And that's the other part about Josh Allen that's so amazing. And here's my second point about the Bills. So I'm lied. I have 3 points. You look at what they've got ahead of them, Aaron. Now they're the talk of the town. There are certain NFL teams that start the season that are talks of the town. This is what their next 5 games present. And this is what I really like, because if the Bills run the table on this, they're going to be the talk of the NFL. And I actually think that's great. Like, I think it's great to have one team make a push. But they've got the Dolphins and the Ravens on the road in back-to-back weeks. Then it's home against Pittsburgh, at Kansas City in mid-October. And then you've got Green Bay after your bye week on Sunday Night Football. So you think about that stretch. You go 5-0 during that stretch, And now you're 7-0 beating the teams that you just beat.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they become the story in the National Football League that we talk about a lot of teams and a lot of players, but you have that undefeated mark. Like, Arizona was undefeated, but they weren't generating that buzz. Last year, they were the last team to get a loss. If that's Buffalo, that buzz is going to go crazy, and I think that's really good for the National Football League.
Well, and it just shows you how far they've come in such a short amount of time, where whether they do finish that run undefeated or not, you know, this weekend, I think one of the marquee games with Miami, whether we thought it would be or not, both teams 2-0, both teams looking really good, offense is really fun. Week after, as you said, Lamar versus Josh Allen, you know, two young dynamic quarterbacks, one's won an MVP, one we expect to do so in the very near future. And then, oh, by the way, you're talking about a team that you're playing against a team, I should say, return to Arrowhead Sunday afternoon, You know, the 4:30 Eastern game, and then you get a bye-in. As you said, you're playing Green Bay, so it just speaks to how far they've come in such a short amount of time that, you know, we're already looking ahead 3-4 weeks of saying, imagine Josh Allen versus Aaron Rodgers, imagine Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes. Again, it speaks to who they are, who Josh Allen has become, and how all of a sudden, by the way, you know how they always say this is what makes the NFL great, is that it doesn't have to be a marquee city, it doesn't have to be a this. This is the perfect example. Buffalo Bills draft a quarterback out of Wyoming. You know, this is something like, you know how they always say, like in the NBA, like if the NBA offices had their choice, it would be like Lakers versus Knicks in the finals every year. And the NFL doesn't matter because the stars emerge, the stars, different cities, different. It's just fascinating to me that Buffalo and Josh Allen could be the epicenter of football right now. And that's exactly how it
is. It's a destination. You know, 30 years ago, Reggie White in free agency went to Green Bay. And all of a sudden, people were like, why are you going to go to Green Bay? Von Miller's like, I want to go to Buffalo. You know, players are now like, I want to go to Buffalo. That's probably going to continue for a while. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer, a DNA edition, if you will, here on Fox Sports Radio. Get Aaron on Twitter at Aaron_Torres. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. Today's show is brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. Coming up next, is the real problem with the Denver Broncos in the state of Wisconsin? We'll talk about it next here on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, a DNA episode. I'm Dan Beyer. He is Aaron Torres. Up with you till 7 o'clock Eastern time. Get Aaron on Twitter at Aaron_Torres. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Foxes. We are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Broncos are 1-1, but still Nathaniel Hackett's and really Russell Wilson, for that matter, Aaron, not escaping any of the criticism that seemed to start after their week one loss to the Seahawks on Monday Night Football, carried over into a lackluster victory where they had to put 10 points on the board in the fourth quarter to hold off the Houston Texans 16-9. Russell Wilson, a QB rating of 66.4 in that game, went 14 of 31, 219 yards. And now we're sitting here saying, man, what is going on with the Denver Broncos? But I just wonder, we knew that the AFC West was going to be loaded, and maybe you had to pick somebody in last place. But right now, I think the Denver Broncos, even with the Raiders at 0-2, like the Denver Broncos are holding up their hand, being like, all right, we'll be the team in last. It has not gotten off to the start that they wanted to in the Mile High City.
Well, we just talked about the Buffalo Bills. They scored 24 points in the third quarter last night, okay? Denver Broncos, 16 points in Seattle, 16 points in Houston. So in almost two games, they barely totaled what the Buffalo Bills did the other day. What I would just say is a couple things. One, you know, Russell Wilson does not look like the Russell Wilson that we thought. But I would also say, We're getting a little too liberal with the term offensive genius, Dan Beyer. Okay, like you know, Nathaniel Hackett was supposed to be the guy that unleashed all this out of Russell Wilson, and it's just, you know, I was even thinking about this dating back to the week one game in Seattle. Is if we label everyone a genius, then by definition, there are no geniuses. And so I was just watching the game like they can't all be geniuses. And oh, by the way, we know about Sean McVay. We know about Kyle Shanahan. You know, in week one, not so much. Week two, Kevin O'Connell looked really good in Minnesota. Matt LaFleur has obviously looked good over the last couple of years. They can't all be home run 10 out of 10 hires. And it's early, but I don't think Nathaniel Hackett has lived up to the billing so far.
You think he's genius by circumstance?
Well, let me ask you, what was the circumstance that he just happened to walk out of into Denver?
Yeah, it was coaching Aaron Rodgers in the Green Bay Packers offense.
Yeah.
Yes.
I could be mistaken, but Mike McCarthy, I think, won a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. Matt LaFleur is winning like 84. I don't know what the number is, but it's some absurd number of regular season games, especially with Aaron Rodgers. And yes, I do wonder if maybe having one of the two or three most physically gifted, you know, naturally gifted, whatever you want to use, quarterbacks, when you're coaching him, I don't know how much coaching he actually needs, but yes, I do wonder if that led to some of Nathaniel Hackett's candidacy and why we thought so highly of him coming into this season.
I think it's very fair. I also thought that after week one, a lot of times when you use that genius label, we talk about their scheme and how they develop players and what they can do to dissect the defense, and we don't take in what happens in game situations. And I thought that that's where he was really exposed, and it was so exposed that everybody was talking about it days after it even happened with the whole field goal kick. Like, when you hire a guy, you're not saying to yourself, how are you going to deal with a game, ball midfield, you know, three timeouts, this is where you need to, how are you going to deal with that? You're wondering what you're going to do, how you're going to make this player better, that player better, how you're going to implement your scheme, how it's going to work in the division, like all that stuff. But you don't sit there and be like, all right, game situations. And I think that coaches at times get exposed for that. But I'm not ready to bail on Nathaniel Hackett. And the reason I'm not ready to bail is because I just don't think it's realistic for what we are asking Denver to do. And this may sound like we're playing on both sides of the fence, or I'm sitting on both sides of the fence here. Russell Wilson probably deserves some leeway. He's just not going to get it. It is not going to happen when you make $49 million a year and your team has traded 2 first-round picks and 2 second-round picks. But you probably deserve some leeway to figure out how it's going to work with a new team, new targets, and a new head coach.
Yeah.
And I just point to the Buccaneers when they started out their season, when they ended up winning it in Tom Brady's first season there. It wasn't great at the start. And in fact, he had to figure out a way to get Tom Brady, then a 6-time Super Bowl champion, Bruce Arians, a veteran coach in the National Football League for how many years, and a great list of wide receivers and pass catchers that included Pro Bowl and All-Pro players in Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. All of that was set up in Tampa, and they still couldn't get it straight till about week 13. You look at what's happening in Denver, you have Russell Wilson, who is not as good as Tom Brady. You have pass catchers like Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy, who are not on the level of Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. And now you have a first-year head coach coming in for his first head coaching gig ever in the National Football League. I just think it's a lot to ask. And Russell Wilson doesn't get the pass because of the money he makes. But it's almost not surprising when you just take a step back and look at what's happening in Denver.
I forget if you were the one that dropped this stat on me or not, but I thought it was really interesting. 10 new head coaches this year. The only guy that is a new head coach with a quarterback who is new to the organization is Nathaniel Hackett and Russell Wilson. And so because of that, I guess you do give a little tiny bit more leeway where you can like Kirk Cousins, not like Kirk Cousins, and we've seen both sides of him this year, but he was there. He knows Adam Thielen. He knows that offense, you know, the skill yeah. guys. He knows the offensive line. Same with, whoever. Todd Bowles obviously had been in the organization with Tom Brady. Mike McDaniel is new, but Tua, Jalen Waddle have been there together. They've played together for years dating back to college. So I guess in some ways, you know, you give them a little bit of wiggle room in Denver because they are so new, because everybody is acclimating themselves to each other. But then again, this is the pros. This is professional football. You're paid a lot of money, and there were a lot of expectations coming in. And I think the other part about it, too, was the narrative was the Broncos are a quarterback away. All the other pieces are there, and so I think that's where a little bit less leeway is coming.
Yeah, it's a really good point. One thing we also aren't talking about, and this is not meant to be disrespectful to Lovie Smith in Houston or Pete Carroll in Seattle, but if you had to handpick your first two opponents that you were to play, the Texans and Seahawks entering the season would be two of your candidates. Like, you maybe would have thrown the Jets in there, maybe the Jaguars, but like that's who you want to play. Maybe the Bears at the time. Like, that for the first 2 weeks, like we just talked about what the Bills did to the Rams and then the top seed in the AFC last year. The Broncos are sitting there at 1-1 with a win over the Texans by a score and the loss to Seattle. So you talk about games on your schedule that you would love to have, they just haven't taken full advantage of it. Did get the one win, but still, you would have thought that they'd be 2-0 at this point to start the season.
Well, and that was something, you know, as we were preparing for the show, I thought about too, is that this is supposed to be the easy part of the schedule. This is where it's supposed to, you're supposed to work out the kinks, and maybe going 1-1 in your first two games with a new head coach, new quarterback, isn't terrible. But again, it's a tough division. Two games obviously remaining, not only against KC, but the Chargers, and we'll see if the Raiders improve as well. But I get it. I get that we probably should give them a little bit of leeway, but I'm with you, man. These are the games that you're supposed to dominate, and then it gets tougher from there, and they have not looked good so far.
Get Aaron on Twitter at Aaron_Torres. Find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox, and you can find Isaac on Twitter at Isaac Lowenkron. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios, and it's tough news to take. It's tough news that we expected, but Bedlam is going to be no more, if you ask Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, and that's what Brett McMurphy did, speaking to the ADs at both schools, Aaron, and McMurphy of the Action Network, reporting that Bedlam, that series between the Cowboys and Sooners, will end once Oklahoma leaves for the SEC. This is something that we all kind of expected. But again, you want to talk about some of the collateral damage in all of this conference movement. One of the better rivalries in college football is now going by the wayside.
Yeah, it's just the latest one. And, you know, obviously I think anybody who's listened to me on these airwaves knows I'm a UConn alum. And so once UConn, Syracuse, and UConn left the original Big East, you know, I've been kind of numb to all of this. But I do think it's sad because, you know, I think as college sports get more corporatized here, you know, right now in the current, present, and future, a lot of what made us love all these sports is going by the wayside. I mean, you know, it's great. I think Oklahoma fans are obviously happy, right? But we joked about it at the time, but it's true. USC and UCLA fans, they don't get any of the benefit of all of the money coming into the school. Now, maybe you get a little bit of a better home schedule, maybe one or two more marquee opponents. But the bottom line is the people who are losing in all this are the fans, the people that are invested, the people that have been around forever, the people that love the program and love the rivalries and love college sports. And so, you know, we can, and I think we will, probably go through some of the ones that have been lost through the years, but this is another one, and it's just a sign that college sports is going in a direction. A lot of decisions are being based on money rather than what's best for maybe the teams and the coaches and everything.
Yeah, we may be saying bye-bye to Bedlam, but it's our duty here on Fox Sports Radio to try to save some of the college football rivalries that we hold near and dear to our heart. Aaron Torres and myself breaking down the six college football rivalries that we cannot lose. This is so Bedlam is gone. We can't pick Sooners Cowboys. Maybe something can happen between now and 2025, but for as we know it right now, it's going to end, so we can't save that one. Aaron and I are going to draft the college football rivalries that we want to save and make sure that we don't lose. Alternating picks. Aaron Torres, you are first on the clock.
So I think there's an obvious one that has to be number one. It's Army-Navy.
Yes.
I mean, if we lose Army-Navy, if the Army and the Navy get too corporate and political for college football to not play anymore, I don't even want to know what that world of college football looks like. So I will say that Army-Navy by far. If we get to the point where those two schools are making so much money playing weird schedules that they can't play each other, then I say we're in a bad place in college football.
You know, those Michigan Wolverines got COVID 2 years ago and didn't play Ohio State. And so they sit there and they want to use their total of number of days since Ohio State last won. Well, it would be a lot shorter if they played in 2020. That is a rivalry we cannot lose. We cannot lose the game. Ohio State, Michigan would be my pick at number two overall.
All right, number three, maybe a little bit of a surprise.
By the way, do you like how I just blame Michigan for getting COVID? Like, we're far enough removed. I hope it was funny. I hope nobody's taking that personally.
Remember when it was like a three-day storyline of like, they must be faking it. They're afraid of Ohio State. I'm like, come on, man. The guys want to play. All right, number three, there's a lot of good ones still on the board. I'm going to say Oklahoma's other big rival, Oklahoma-Texas, the Red River Shootout. There's some. Dan, Texas State Fair, fried everything. Half of the crowd is burnt orange. Half of it is crimson and cream. If we lose that one, it's going to be, at least in one household, the Torres household, it's going to be a sad, sad day.
I've attended two of them. The first one was so good, I told my friend, I go, and she loves fairs and state fairs. I go, let's just go to the State Fair of Texas and go check out OU Texas. So I went a second time. It is magnificent. I definitely would have taken that at number four if you didn't take them at number three. But that still leaves me with a game that I know Kirby Smart has opinions on where he wants it to be played. But I don't know how you could leave Georgia, Florida, and the Jacksonville game. And I was like, yeah, it's a shame. Tim Tebow never got to play, you know, in Sanford Stadium, and they never got to play in Gainesville at the Swamp. But still, Georgia, Florida, in Jacksonville, world's largest outdoor cocktail party. I guess indoor if it was indoor as well, because it'd be a lot of people. But the world's largest outdoor cocktail party, Georgia and Florida, go off the board at number four.
I believe Fox Sports Radio has one affiliate in Alabama, and they are throwing things at their radio right now that it took till number five to get to the Iron Bowl. But obviously, look, we know about the bad blood, the history, the hate. You know, it's one of those rivalries where both schools are in the state. It isn't Texas. It isn't Oklahoma that shares a border. They are in the state on top of each other. I once had an Auburn fan tell me, you almost enjoy you don't enjoy the win for the win. You enjoy the win so you don't have to hear from Alabama fans for another 364 days. So that's number five for me.
I was thinking of that one. I just had never been to an Iron Bowl. And so I'd have been to a couple of cocktail parties. So I thought to myself, geez, which way do I lean? I guess that doesn't back up my statement for what I'm going to take at number six. Because we saw it at the start of the year, and how great was it to have it back? Sorry, USC and UCLA. Sorry, Clemson, South Carolina. Sorry, Georgia, Auburn, and other different rivalries I'm missing out on. Backyard brawl. Pitt and West Virginia lived up to everything after, what, a decade of them not playing. We're going to put the backyard brawl in our top six, so rivalries we can't lose. West Virginia and Pitt.
Well, and that's another one where they share a border. Genuine hatred, and I hope we don't lose it. I know they're playing again here in the coming years. They played this year, but it is a it is one where they really do not like each other.
He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. This is an edition of DNA here on Fox Sports Radio. Get Aaron on Twitter at Aaron_Torres. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. Today's show is brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. So a fan threw a water bottle at Browns owner Jimmy Haslam and is now faced with three charges. Should he be given an award? That next year on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And
at Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. the way tire buying should be.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is Fox Sports Radio. I'm Dan Beyer. He's Aaron Torres, a DNA edition here. Wrapping things up, get Aaron on Twitter at Aaron_Torres. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox as we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Isaac Lohengrin at the bottom of the hour had the story on the Cleveland Browns fan that is facing the three charges for throwing the water bottle at Jimmy Haslam. And the only reason I say that he should get an award, and I know Isaac was reading the tweets of fans who are like, great, Jimmy Haslam got hit by a water bottle. I am not condoning violence. That is not what I'm not saying throw stuff on the field. What I do want to commend, Aaron, though, 51-year-old Jeffrey Miller, who was the guy that faces those charges and was banned from the Brown Stadium, was I would have been gone as soon as Nick Chubb crossed the goal line on that touchdown that he never should have scored. I would have been out of there. I will see you guys, even if I'm a season ticket holder. All right, I'll see you guys on Thursday night for the Steelers game. Like, I am gone. I am out the stadium. I am in my car. I am taking off. Jeffrey Miller stayed for 2 minutes, two game time minutes, and nothing that happened in those 2 minutes of game time were good for him, including the heartbreaking touchdown at the end of the game or near the end of the game where the Jets happened to score, by the way, right in front of his section, because that's where he was on the stadium. At least the guy stayed for the whole game, because I would have been gone once they went up two touchdowns and would have been in my car and heard it all on the radio. I at least think we need to give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Are you a leave early guy? Like, do you ditch out?
I really don't. I mean, you know, first of all, just with our job, I just don't get to as many games as I used to. I remember in college when I used to go a ton. I mean, especially UConn weather, cold weather, icy roads, outdoor games, whatever. I did. For the most part, though, I'm really not a leave super early kind of guy. But yes, it is kind of funny that the guy was still there, you know, thinking that he's going to, you know, serenade and coronate a victory. And then obviously we know what happened with the Jets there in the final few minutes. But I hadn't thought of it from that perspective. Is if he had just left like a lot of other Browns fans did, none of this would have happened.
Jason Stewart, our executive producer, earliest you've ever left a sporting event.
Okay, so you know the USC-UCLA game here in town, right? The Rose Bowl is unbelievably bad at parking and logistics and whatnot. We spent 2 hours trying to get a parking spot. Then UCLA started to blow them out. It was the 1 year with Jim Mora where they just had their number. So at halftime, I turned to my son and I said, I've had a miserable day. I'm hot. I'm sweaty. Let's go, because I'm not going to fight 4 hours of traffic on the way out. And we both did. There wasn't even an argument. So we left the UCLA-USC game at halftime.
Isaac Lohengrin. And by the way, everybody's going to get concessions. Jay Stu and his son are just heading for the gates.
Yes.
They are gone. Isaac Lohengrin, the earliest you've left this sporting event.
I walked out half an hour in. Oh, hang on. That wasn't a sporting event. That was Batman and Robin starring George Clooney.
Oh.
It was actually also a UCLA football game at the Rose Bowl because it was simply too hot. And a lot of people go in their cars and they park, but there's actually shuttle buses there. Shuttle bus service. So I always take the shuttle bus. We get on the shuttle bus, and across from us is a father who had taken his baby child to the game, and the guy was freaked out because the kid was as red as a strawberry.
Yeah,
and he was freaked out that he accidentally had the kid out in the sun too long. So we reassured him, you know, the kid will be fine, but the parrot was just freaking out. So that was certainly memorable. So it was also at the Rose Bowl.
It's about 3 miles from the 210 and about 8 miles from the sun is where the Rose Bowl is located. So, Aaron, no sporting events that you've left?
I'm trying to think now, because heat is definitely a factor, and I live near the Rose Bowl, and I feel like I've probably either been to a game there or Dodger Stadium. We've all gotten those tickets to a Sunday Dodgers game, and you're all excited, and then you realize, oh, it's a 1:10 first pitch, and it's July 11th, and you're like, get me out of here. So, nothing's immediately coming to mind, and I'm not trying to pull the, the greatest sports fan ever.
Yeah, no, you are.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Why get the bang for your buck? That's all right. That's all right.
Did I ever tell you, by the way, really quickly, I was at the 6 overtime Syracuse-UConn game, and Eric Dievendorf hit what we thought was a buzzer beater to end regulation, and the guy next to me sprinted out to beat traffic and missed
him.
Why you don't leave early?
John Ramos, did you leave a game early?
I may have at some point.
One of your son's Little League games. You thought he was playing.
John's Take brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service with over 5,600 locations nationwide. AutoZone is here to help you save time and just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I'm joking because John told me, Aaron, he goes, I don't know if there's a game. And then I thought he said as I was leaving the room, I have a game.
Oh.
Do you have?
I think it was Jason that said, I got a good one for you.
Oh, you got a good one. I will end it this way. I went to a Rockies-Reds game when I was moving out to California. I stopped in Denver. There was a tornado warning in Denver that day, so the game started like 30 minutes late. No Ken Griffey Jr. when he played for the Reds. All of the Rockies were out of the lineup except Clint Barmas. Like, that was the only like name that I really recognized. I left in the middle of the third inning. I left in the middle of the third. I walked around Coors Field twice, and then I'm like, am I really going to sit here and watch Reds-Rockies on a cold, rainy night in early June? So I was gone, middle of the third in Denver. That's my leaving early story. But I didn't throw any water bottles at anyone. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. We'll be back tomorrow for another edition of DNA right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.